This episode is sponsored by our friends at Carbon Theory. You've probably seen a bar of black soap doing the rounds on social aims.
Everywhere.
Yeah, literally everywhere. But they are your new go-to brand for all your acne flare-up needs. So very handy for me. I'm pretty sure you'll have seen the before and afters floating around Ames.
God, how can you miss them?
I have no idea.
I want to print them off and get them framed. But yeah, the brand is vegan, cruelty-free and organic, as well as being wrapped in sustainable, recyclable packaging. Hello. Their hero product is the cleansing bar, the black one that you're referring to, which is formulated with tea tree, shea butter and charcoal, which is gentle and nourishing, and at £6, you can't really complain, can you?
Absolutely not. 16-year-old me would have been all over that. And not only do they sell the cleansing bar for acne aims, they do sell a whole range of products suitable for all skin types. So not only do us spotty babes get to reap the benefits, but so do you oily babes too. There are some really handy little discounted bundles as well, dependent on your skin type, but you can shop online or in Boots now.
Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin.
This is your weekly skincare podcast avec moi, Charlie Perry. Well, you're not going to introduce yourself.
You know I don't know French.
Just say, and me, Amy Wall.
And me, Amy Wall.
Mrs. Amy. I don't speak French, so I let the funk music do the talking, talking now.
Please stop singing.
Just wanted to beat Girls Aloud when I was younger.
So. I know, I used to love the music video to Sound of the Underground.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was so good.
Sound of the Underground.
When they're all in cages, like little whores, like, I loved it.
How are you, Ames?
Yeah, all right, yeah. How are you?
I'm feeling very warm, Ames.
It's making me even more tired than I already am as well.
Yeah, sorry. We've brought a camera into the studio with us because we thought we'd film some behind the scenes and put them on Instagram because, you know, sometimes it's actually quite funny to see some of the... Personally, I'm looking forward to you doing like
the expressions.
Spot picking expressions, yeah.
I don't think there's going to be that many in this episode though.
Maybe well, you never know. We're kind of talking about acne.
Kind of, yeah, but not the
Maybe we can squeeze them in.
Shut up. So can you tell me more about what we're going to be talking about today, please?
So in today's episode, we are going to cover hormones.
Yeah, or one in particular. We really wanted to touch upon, like, period skin, didn't we?
Why do you say period? So weird.
Well, just like... Should you be using different skincare when on your period? Like, how do your hormones, or one in particular, like, how does it affect your skin?
I do have a little bit to add on this because obviously what we're going to be talking about is hormones in relation to our natural hormones. So we're not going to be talking about hormones from the pill. We're going to touch upon it, but that's not what we're primarily talking about. So it's mostly just about how our hormones can affect our skin and how our skin is affected by the changing hormone levels, etc. etc.
Whilst on your period.
So before we get into it, I just want to quickly talk about my change in contraception and how I've noticed my skin change.
Go.
Because as you will know, I used to take the pill. And not only was it the, it was a combined pill. So it was helping with my acne. That I didn't really have bad acne at the time, but I think it was thanks to that. And then obviously it was helping regulate my periods and stopping me from getting pregnant. However, I decided I didn't want to be on hormones anymore because I was just the aggiest little bitch.
You were all over the show, but
I was just kind of like, I didn't really need to be taking them, so I decided to come off them, and then I needed to start taking something again. So I was a bit like, well, I'll look into some other methods. And I was like, after I'd stopped taking the pill, I'd noticed such a change in like my general attitude towards things anyway. Like I was kind of just a lot more chill, and I wasn't as like... I was a bit more rational than I was when I was on the pill. And I started looking into like non-hormonal contraception, and I got the non-hormonal coil, the copper coil, and I absolutely love it. And I noticed that in terms of my skin, I can tell when I have hormonal skin now, but in between periods, I'm way calmer. I don't have as many spots anymore, probably thanks to Carbon Theory, to be fair, but... I've just noticed massively that using a non-hormonal form of contraceptive has really helped my skin. The coil isn't for everybody, but just thought I would give a heads up because obviously I'm going to talk about my experiences in this.
Yeah, I am still on the pill. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I have never really had, like, I don't think I am particularly, like, I don't know, like aggy or any, you know, something that would, well, yeah, but if I am, it's not because of the pill. I feel like it doesn't really affect me that much. Or maybe I don't realise because I've been on it for so long.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't realise what I was like until I'd come off. And my parents were literally like, you are a different person.
Mm, yeah, and I feel like I'm quite chilled all the time anyway.
You do cry at the drop of a hat.
I am a very emotional person, but I feel like that's quite personal rather than it being my contraception.
Yeah,
I bet it obviously makes me more emotional, but I've always been like near enough tipped over the edge.
Yeah, I know. I genuinely didn't realise how bad I was until I'd come off it, but sometimes like it's fine for people.
I have had breaks off it before.
Yeah.
Like if I've run out and I've had to wait a few weeks. Like, I'm in a long-distance relationship anyway, so the whole, like, sex getting pregnant thing isn't that much of an issue. So if I have come off for, like, a bit, I've not really noticed any change. Maybe I'm just biased because I personally don't think it. Like you said, I could come off and be like, oh, my God, but I've never experienced it before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've been on the pill I'm on for probably about 3 years, mm-hmm. and I think it's fine. For me, obviously, it's personal preference, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It is. Well, to be fair, I'm on my period now, and I've got spots, and I'm sad.
I just came off, didn't I? And I had quite a few, like, around my chin.
Tinies.
Yeah.
Tiny little babies.
I get so... They're so small, right? But... The area around it goes so red.
Yeah.
So red. I could literally have a spot the size of, I don't know, like...
A pinhead.
A pinhead on me. A pinhead's quite big.
No, it's not.
The
it's tiny.
Flat bit.
No.
Or the...
You know, a needle?
Yeah.
The end of a needle.
Oh, I thought it was the other side.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've been thinking of the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, I could literally have a spot the size of like a little prick. Like I've just been pricked with a pin. But the area around that little prick could literally be a 10p piece.
I'm just laughing at
the
little prick.
But yeah, so I mainly looked into the hormone estrogen for this episode.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar with what estrogen is, it's the primary female sex hormone.
Sex, ooh.
And this is responsible
sex
for...
Sex positive.
Woo!
Period positive.
Girls like sex too. I'm sorry for family or boyfriend's family listening to this. I'm an angel. We're both virgins.
She loves it.
No, I don't. But yeah, so estrogen is responsible for the development and regulation of the female reproductive system.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so it's actually unclear how much estrogen affects your sebaceous glands. Mm-hmm. But it does play a very important role in like your overall skin health.
Yeah.
So it's associated with increasing your collagen production, the thickness, hydration of your skin, and just improved barrier function. So we did an episode a few weeks back, didn't we, about your skin barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So estrogen will help with that.
Yeah, people really enjoy that episode as well. I think a lot of people are as confused as we were.
Mm-hmm.
Just go listen to that if you got confused.
So, yeah, it's also been demonstrated to suppress levels of sebum production.
Mm-hmm.
So can help make you less oily.
Oh.
I hate the word sebum.
I'm surprised that you said that right. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm just very impressed that you said that right, Ames.
Surprised?
Yeah, you said sebaceous glands right, and you've struggled with that before. I'm proud.
I'm a new woman.
You're changing. I know that we looked into a little study earlier as well that was showing that it was like between 40 and 50% of women noticed that they had more sensitive skin around the time of the period. And the researchers kind of suspected that that's probably due to the low levels of estrogen during the period.
Mm.
And they the way that they tested that was comparing postmenopausal and premenopausal women to see how their skin was feeling at that time.
Yeah.
To how they believed anyway. I do want to add to that if you are due on around your period. Sometimes I look at my skin and I'm like, oh God, what's happening? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on my period. Yeah. But if you are like on it because your period is very regular and you know exactly when you come on, you know exactly when you come off and you're in a really good routine and cycle with it now, you're probably thinking, oh, I might get a few spots here and then. So you might not necessarily get any, but if you're feeling like your skin is worse, it could be in your head because you know that your period's due.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying studies like that, we just said that the researchers kind of presumed that that would be why.
Mm.
Because there's no real way of proving it. It was just based off their opinion of their own skin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And these pesky little estrogen levels.
Yeah.
So we wanted to look into, didn't we? Do we really need a different routine for when you're on your period? Because if you're using something for like 4 weeks and then there's 1 week in that four or however many days that you need to use something else, I can imagine that can get quite expensive if you need to be using different products. Or
I feel like...
And just annoying.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those things where if you get a spot, you automatically would go and get something. Well, I would go and get something to try and help it or prevent it from getting any worse. Oh,
what
my God!
What the fuck is that? Is that chewing gum?
Oh, my God. So
it's chewing gum.
How have you got chewing gum on your top?
Who the fuck has put chewing gum down on my lap? Who's left chewing gum on a table?
So Ames has just lifted a laptop off of her
off
of her lap, and as she pulled it away,
it's on my jeans as well.
Chewing gum. Oh Christ,
I thought,
that's funny.
Oh, I best not make a noise because my laptop's quite clearly stuck in my top. That, look at that.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Carry on. Yeah. So if I got a spot, then I would go to find something to help to help get rid of the spot. Would you, Ames?
Sudocrem every day. Chewing gum.
She says, "Well, picking chewing gum off of her." Oh, for God's sake!
I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, they just washed this top.
She's hormonal. It's fine.
My pill doesn't make me angry. I've just fucking washed this top.
Oh, Chris, can you tell who's on the non-hormonal contraception?
Pretty sure you'd be fucking angry if this happened to you as well. Never mind contraception.
Oh God, okay. Yeah, Sudocrem, Zit Sticker, Dots for Spots, they're all really good ways of kind of targeting an onslaught of a spot if you can see it coming.
A stink of mint. Well, I mean, there's worse things to smell off, to be honest.
Oh, I can smell it.
Can you?
Spearmint.
Right, let's carry on. So speaking of estrogen, I read online that it's pretty unclear why we...
Do you think we should... You didn't say that you might want to swap to oil-free products.
I'm going to say that when it says, what should we do?
Yeah.
So I read online quite a few times that it's unclear why we get hormonal acne. There's no pinpointed reason.
Study or,
Obviously, it's very personal and, you know, whatever's going on with that individual. But, more research is needed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very likely that it's due to unbalanced hormones and low estrogen levels. Mm-hmm. So back to that pesky little estrogen.
Yeah.
It's not pesky at all. It's great. But yeah, so during the first week of your menstrual cycle, your estrogen levels are low. They're very low. And obviously, these are known for stopping your oil production peaking.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're just gonna be like, quite oily and sad, and that's why spots may appear, because you've got more sebum on the surface of your skin than normal.
I don't necessarily find that I get oilier, but I do find that I get more spots. But that is the trials and tribulations of a dry, acne prone skin type.
So if you do suffer from like hormonal skin blemishes, like specifically around your chin and jawline, it's important to keep your skin clean to prevent this getting worse, because the last thing you want to do is just add more dirt.
Yeah.
Add more fuel to the fire.
The fire.
Oh, God. So you basically don't want more oil to build up. So salicylic acid is good for this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, did we do an episode on salicylic acid?
I believe we did.
Did we? Shows how much I know.
I forget what episodes we've done all the time.
Same.
But yeah, so it's good for unclogging your pores, removing the dead surface skin, has antibacterial properties and exfoliates. So all in all, it's pretty miracle product.
Yeah.
But it's also worth mentioning as well that your lifestyle choices can also affect your monthly breakout. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming onto your period and you're feeling or your emotions are heightened and mm-hmm. you are stressed more than yeah. you would normally be, we obviously spoke to Charlotte from Disciples who spoke to us about how stress can affect your skin
exactly.
and like the unbalanced levels of like cortisol and stuff. So if you want to head over and listen to that, if you are feeling particularly stressed at the minute and you are getting spots and don't know why.
Yeah. That's a massive contributing factor to me. There have been occasions where I've been massively stressed for a couple of days in a row and then I break out.
Yeah.
It's as quick as that. And sometimes I'm like, I'm going to get a spot from this. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll deal with that when it comes to it.
And then you get even more stressed.
And then I get even more stressed because I've got one. But also, if you are eating like junk food, your diet is a massive...
Yeah.
Like I know, like last night, I just wanted a pizza for my tea because I couldn't be bothered to do anything. There was food, there was pizza there. So I was like, I'm just going to inhale that and that's not good for your skin either. You need to have a really good diet with a load of vitamin C in, vitamin
fatty
D.
Acids.
Yeah, so you just need to make sure you're getting a really nice balanced diet as well because that will affect your skin around your period.
It is a mixture of quite a lot of things, isn't it? Like if your hormone levels are all over the show, you're stressed, you're eating shit, obviously you're going to break out.
Yeah, so exactly. It
is a mixture of loads of different things. Mm-hmm. But if you are finding that you're breaking out a lot during your period, what you can do or what you should be doing anyway, without us even having to tell you, is just have a consistent skincare routine.
Mm-hmm.
Always be cleansing, moisturising, doing whatever you normally do
to
keep your skin clean.
Yeah.
Just be doing that on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe stick or like swap whilst you are on your period for that week in the month, which is very annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe try and use some oil-free products.
Yeah. And I think by now, you've probably got yourself down to a T in terms of looking after your skin if you start to break out around your period or you know you get hormonal acne, that kind of thing. So this isn't for us to be like, oh yeah, you should probably change the product. It's more like it might help if you're struggling with it and you haven't quite figured out a way of dealing with it. And also just bearing in mind what your habits are around the time of your period. But I know what you mean. It is quite hard to like pinpoint. And it's easy to get into bad habits as well with things, especially if you're prone to getting quite stressed or just wanting to shovel a load. Like I know the week before my period, I'm starving. I want to eat everything in sight. And the week of my period, I'm just not that bothered.
Yeah.
So I think I'm in a routine now where I know what to expect of myself.
Yeah.
And also if somebody's like, I'm tired. I'm like, oh, why are you tired? Just make the effort to just spend time with me.
That's me 24/7.
When I just... normally would be like, yeah, cool, go to bed.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we went to watch Lion King the other night, didn't we? And I literally cried from the offset.
That's why I cried so hard. I wasn't on my period yet.
Do you know what, right? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the listeners. It got to the bit, and if this is a spoiler for you, then more like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I didn't know the storyline of The Lion King.
Who doesn't know the storyline?
Me!
It got to the bit, right, where Scar was taking Mufasa and... No, he was taking Simba down to the big pit thing where the stampede happens. And I went, oh, God, I can't watch this. She went, wow, what happens? It's iconic.
Yeah, I know, but we are forgetting that I have short-term memory loss. And I feel like if that was more than 20 years ago that I watched it, then it's fine for me to forget. I have a really bad memory.
But how can you forget that in The Lion King his dad dies?
Because I didn't like Disney films when I was a kid, okay?
You like Parent Trap and that was Disney.
Yeah, but it wasn't cartoon. I didn't like cartoons.
Oh, you're so tired. I think... Can I say that?
You said it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. But I just didn't like them. I didn't like them because I couldn't relate to them, whereas I could clearly relate to two twins going on a trip to America and getting split from their parents and then swapping over and traveling.
Piercing
the
their own ears and cutting their own hair. Ooh.
I nearly did. My first dog will be a golden retriever called Chessie, and I found the perfect human being who also wants that to happen. So that's off the back of Parent Trap.
Yeah, golden retrievers are such a little dream.
Yeah. We're going to have one called Max and one called Chessie.
Oh,
Max and Chess. And that's from The Parent Trap. So I bet you're going to call your dog Nala.
I actually had a cat called Nala. I had two cats called Nala and Simba.
I wonder how many people had that. If you did a poll of humans who've had a pet cat before, how many of them called them like, well, anyway, regardless, I just didn't know the storyline of The Lion King because I've got a bad memory and I didn't like cartoons when I was a kid.
But
you know what I really, really fucking hate? Beauty and the Beast. That is shit.
You don't like... It wasn't my favourite. And I think my...
Or The Little Mermaid. That was boring as well.
Oh, no, I loved The Little Mermaid.
Pocahontas was bad. Mulan, ugh.
Is there a theme going on here?
Monsters, Inc. was good. Was that Disney?
Pixar.
Zootropolis was good.
Don't know what Zootropolis is.
It's Disney Pixar.
I really, really, really enjoy Aladdin. I loved Aladdin.
See, I preferred the new Aladdin because it was people on a flying carpet.
So as opposed to a cartoon.
Wow, so realistic.
Yeah. I had one last point to say about the hormones and skincare, but we went on a tangent.
Sorry.
And I'm still pissed off about the chewing gum on top. I just wanted to say that if your skin issues during your period are more severe than what you would perceive as normal, maybe go to a dermatologist because it could be an underlying issue to do with your hormone levels.
Yeah. So we say go to a dermatologist. It's really hard to get booked in with a dermatologist unless you go private. So go to your doctor and they should be able to help you. If you're in the UK, I'm saying. If you're in the US, then your health insurance might cover you a trip to the dermatologist like every other month or whatever. I don't know how it works because I've never been an American. But I know that health insurance here is very different to health insurance in the US. So if you want to see a dermatologist here, it's a much more kind of step-by-step process than just getting booked in a dermatologist. But obviously they can help. That's everything from me, Ames. Thank you to all of, and hello to all of our new followers and listeners. We got loads of people showing interest to our little pod after we did our giveaway with Carbon Theory in our episode. Quite a lot of you Carbon Theory fans have been enjoying the pod. So if you are new here, welcome. If any of the jokes don't make sense, then go back and listen to previous episodes because we kind of keep a bit of a narrative running throughout, which is just the trials and tribulations of being Charlie Perry and Amy Wall. Quite funny. Life changes over a year. So,
I'd like to say it's quite funny, but I don't know if other people will agree.
Yeah, that's very true. If you would like to leave a review because you are enjoying it, then please do. They always bring a little tear to our eyes when they're nice or they're not too nice, you know.
Don't say that. Don't do that.
And if you would be interested, we have launched on Patreon as well. So if you wanted to become a monthly member of Birthday Skin, there's a few different bands you can get for ranging from like $2 to $10. And you will get extra content in return for supporting us because you are our favourite person in the whole entire world if you do that. Ames, I'm going to love you and leave you. Goodbye.
Bye. I'm going to go and get this chewing gum out of my top and my laptop now.
Oh my God, have fun.
Bye. Another huge thank you to our sponsor for this episode, which I'd like to think are our new best friends, Carbon Theory.
Oh, Carbon Theory. As we did an episode with them a couple of weeks ago, if you haven't had a listen to that, go and check them out. You'll get to hear all about the brand and the products and all the amazing little stories that come along with an episode that we do.
Yes.
Because they're always great, right? But yeah, if you want to check out their bundles and their little discount offers, then head to Carbon Theory's website to check them out.